You're listening to Revival Archives, a podcast that inspires Christians to seek God for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit by bringing the blessings of the past into the minds and hearts of those living in the present. Welcome, my name is Armen Tomasian, the pastor of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. This is episode 4 of Revival Archives. In our last episode, we commenced looking at the background to the Great Awakening that occurred in America. In this outpouring of the Spirit of God, God was pleased to save untold numbers of souls and come in an unusual fashion, making his presence known in various towns and cities right across the colonies. We want to begin looking not just at the problems that we considered last time and some of the spiritual decay, but begin to see how God began to bless in spite of all that was discouraging during that time. And so we're coming into the middle of the 1730s in the ministry of Jonathan Edwards and how God used this man to bring blessing to his locality. Through the influence of Edwards, there was a gradual amendment. More decency of demeanor and teachableness of spirit became apparent among the youth, and parents showed a more suitable care for the moral and spiritual good of their children. Some unseemly and unsafe habits were abandoned, some instances of conversion occurred, and several associations for religious improvement were formed. There was then, in 1734, at Northampton and generally in New England, a special need of such sermons as Edwards preached, a special fitness in those sermons to produce the effects which followed them. It was in the latter part of December 1734, as Edwards informs us, that, quote, "The Spirit of God began extraordinarily to set in, and wonderfully to work among us. And there were, very suddenly, one after another, five or six persons who were, to all appearance, savingly converted, and some of them wrought upon in a very remarkable manner." End quote. One of these converts was a young woman who had been notorious as a leader in scenes of gaiety and rustic dissipation. Edwards was surprised at the account which she gave of her religious exercises, of which he had heard no report till she came to converse with him, apparently humble and penitent. He at first feared that the appearance of the work of conversion in a person of such a character would give it a bad name, and excite prejudices which would hinder its progress. Quote, "But the event was the reverse, to a wonderful degree. The news of it seemed to be like a flash of lightning upon the hearts of the young people, all over the town, and upon many others. Many went to talk with her concerning what she had met with, and what appeared in her seemed to be to the satisfaction of all that did so." End quote. The consciences of men were constrained to acknowledge the goodness of the power which had wrought such a change in such a person. Quote, "Presently upon this, a great and earnest concern about the great things of religion and the eternal world became universal in all parts of the town and among persons of all degrees and all ages. The noise among the dry bones waxed louder and louder. All other talk but about spiritual and eternal things was soon thrown by. The minds of the people were wonderfully taken off from the world. It was treated among us as a thing of very little consequence. They seemed to follow their worldly business more as a part of their duty than from any disposition they had to it. All would eagerly lay hold of opportunities for their souls, and were wont very often to meet together in private houses for religious purposes, and such meetings, when appointed, were wont greatly to be thronged. And the work of conversion was carried on in a most astonishing manner, and increased more and more. Souls did, as it were, come by flocks to Jesus Christ. From day to day, for many months together, might be seen evident instances of sinners brought out of darkness into marvelous light. Our public assemblies were then beautiful. The congregation was alive in God's service, everyone earnestly intent on the public worship, every hearer eager to drink in the words of the minister as they came from his mouth. The assembly in general were, from time to time, in tears while the word was preached, some weeping with sorrow and distress, others with joy and love, others with pity and concern for the souls of their neighbours. Those amongst us that had formerly been converted were greatly enlivened and renewed with fresh and extraordinary incomes of the Spirit of God, though some much more than others, according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Many that had before laboured under difficulties about their own state had now their doubts removed by more satisfying experience and more clear discoveries of God's love. End quote. It's hard to imagine in our day such scenes as recorded here. Days when souls came by flocks to Jesus Christ. Days when the public assemblies are described as beautiful. When the congregation is alive. When everyone is drinking in the words of the minister. Now these days are not the days in which most of us live today. But beloved, I tell you that this is something we should seek God for. We should not be content merely to go on through the motions of dull and dry meetings, merely going through all the regular aspects of public worship. How we need an outpouring of the Spirit of God. The report of the state of things at Northampton spread into other towns, where many, quote, seemed not to know what to make of it, end quote. Many ridiculed it, quote, and some compared what we called conversion to certain distempers, end quote. Great numbers, however, who came to Northampton and saw for themselves, were differently affected, and not a few of them, from various places, were awakened and apparently brought to repentance. In March 1735, the revival began to be general in South Hadley, and about the same time in Suffield. It next appeared in Sunderland, Deerfield and Hatfield, and afterwards at West Springfield, Longmeadow and Enfield, and then in Hadley Old Town and in Northfield. In Connecticut, the work commenced in the first parish in Windsor, about the same time as at Northampton. It was remarkable at East Windsor and wonderful at Coventry. Similar scenes were witnessed at Lebanon, Durham, Stratford, Ripton, New Haven, Guildford, Mansfield, Tolland, Hebron, Bolton, Preston, Groton, and Woodbury. And about the same time, there was an awakening in New Jersey, principally in connection with the labours of William and Gilbert Tennant. Edwards hoped that more than 300 were converted in Northampton in half a year. They were of all ages, from the child of 4 years old to the man of 70. You can see again how the outpouring of the Spirit of God does not stay in one local area. If there is a real move of the Spirit of God, often as Christians come to see what's going on, as they gather to see for themselves the blessing reported, they carry back to their homes, back to their areas and communities, something of the fire that they have witnessed. Oh, that God would do it again. About the close of May 1735, the work began sensibly to decline. Still, for months after the decline began, there were occasional instances of conversion and of revival of feeling among the pious. And as late as the close of 1736, the work still continued in some places in Connecticut. This is what we look for today. This is the need of the hour, that God's Spirit would come, move in your community and in mine to such a degree that there's no denying that God is working in this place. I trust that God will once again use this to encourage you, to prompt you to pray, to enable you to get before Him with a fresh sense of confidence that what He has done in the past, He may and indeed will do again. Lord, we are thankful for this record and how it pleased Thee to take one man particularly and use him, to use his preaching, to use his faithful declaration of the Word of God to stir in a community an understanding of the gospel and the gravity of the eternity to come. We pray that Thou wilt take ministers from across the nation and across the world, ordinary men, and yet men that are made extraordinary by the outpouring of the Spirit of God upon their lives. God, help Thy preachers, give them power, and move in all the hearts of Thy people, that in these days we may pray for such an outpouring as has been known in the past. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.